Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank, focused knowledge, customized solutions, and the resources of an entire bank. Because the best solutions fit around a business's needs. More at key.com/corporate. And by BNY Mellon Wealth Management. Since 1784, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. Information at BNYMellonWealthManagement.com.
Blowout results for the BlackBerry.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. For many of us, the BlackBerry is the must-have mobile gadget. It's been dubbed the Crackberry because of its addictive nature. Seems like the addiction is spreading. Last night, Research in Motion, the Canadian maker of the BlackBerry, reported sales and profit in the latest quarter more than doubled from last year. There's been strong demand for the BlackBerry Curve. It's got a music and video player and a camera of similar quality to the iPhone. Few on Wall Street were willing to make big bets yesterday ahead of this morning's report on September employment. It's likely to give a clue about how aggressive the Fed may be in cutting interest rates. The Dow rose 6 points to 13,974. The S&P added 3. The Nasdaq picked up 4 points. Stocks in Asia were mixed overnight. The Nikkei edged lower, but in Hong Kong, the market was up by more than 3%. And in the UK at this hour, the markets are trading higher. Privacy is a rare commodity these days. Just about everything we do can be monitored, talking on the phone, shopping, even walking down the street. Today we'll get a better idea of just how much privacy there is in the U.S. and in countries around the world. The Electronic Privacy Information Center is releasing its progress report on privacy this morning. Jeremy Hobson reports.
The report's chief editor gives the highest marks for privacy to Canada and Germany. Some of the lowest marks, Mark Rotenberg says, go to China.
You have this dangerous mix of powerful surveillance capability and few legal constraints.
Rotenberg says 9/11 created a similarly dangerous mix in the U.S. He says among the biggest privacy concerns here are the Patriot Act and the proposed merger of Google and DoubleClick. Martin Abrams runs the business-oriented Center for Information Policy Leadership. He says market forces should ease some concerns about privacy in the private sector.
Organizations are terribly afraid of reputational risk. So organizations are restrained by their fear of being seen as an organization that is not a good custodian of information.
Abrams says the U.S. is still at an early point in the information age and has time to develop appropriate privacy guidelines for both business and government. In Washington, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
As more of us make the switch to energy-efficient light bulbs, companies producing the bulbs have to make switches, too. The Wall Street Journal reports General Electric is closing 7 of 54 facilities in its incandescent bulb business. GE has been making old-fashioned bulbs for 128 years. These closings are expected by November of next year and will mean about another 1,500 layoffs. GE's already let go 3,000 employees in its incandescent unit.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org, and by BNY Mellon Wealth Management, since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com. Science and technology reports are supported by Boston Scientific, committed to delivering what's next in medical technology to help clinicians improve and extend lives. BostonScientific.com.
The music recording industry got a victory yesterday in the first trial of an illegal downloader. A federal jury found a woman guilty of copyright infringement and ordered her to pay $220,000 for illegally downloading and sharing music on the Internet. It's estimated music piracy costs the recording industry $4.5 billion a year in lost sales worldwide. That's a big hit to recording artists. For some older bands, a portion of that shortfall is being made up on the road. This week we learned the Rolling Stones made more than $500 million on their Bigger Bang tour. And the Stones are not alone. Let's bring in Stu Levine of Variety. Stu, why are older bands doing so well on the road?
The big reason is that the older people, the people that listen to music from the 60s, 70s, 80s, have more discretionable income than younger people. The younger people might buy more albums these days, but as far as the concerts, it's the Rolling Stones, it's the Police that are on tour, Genesis, Springsteen, these kind of people that, you know, people want to go see in concert.
In the old days, though, tours were about supporting new releases. Not so any longer.
Not so anymore. I mean, Genesis, Police, I mean, these people just, you know, the audience saw them in the 70s and the 80s, and they want to kind of reconnect with these bands again. They have no connection. I mean, I'm 43 years old. I'll look at a Billboard Top 100. I won't know three quarters of the music. But if I know Genesis is coming back, or Springsteen, or the Police, or even the Stones, you know you're going to have a good time. It's a guaranteed having a fun time at the concert. You know, it's expensive. The Eagles are playing here next week. $250 for a ticket. That's insane. But there are people that have enough money, especially in this town, that are willing to do it.
Now, I know that you're a big fan of Springsteen. You were telling me before we went to air that you've seen, what, 100 of his concerts?
I'm about to top the 100 mark.
You got to believe, though, with the tour that he's putting together, that he's trying to get a little bit of interest about the new release that he's got, right?
Yeah, he just came out with Magic. And he's not above, you know, getting out there. He played Today's Show the other morning to get some promotion for the album. He's got to sell records like everybody else. But the Springsteen, you know, the selling point of Bruce has always been the concerts. And, you know, he's playing two here in the sports arena in L.A. He's playing back east. He's playing Europe.
Got to be difficult on these performers, though, because the Stones were out for, what, 2 years?
Yeah, they were out for a long time. And these guys are not getting any younger. I mean, Springsteen used to play, you know, he played seven nights here at the sports arena in 84. He used to have these marathon shows, you know, 3.5, almost pushing 4 hours sometimes. And physically, you can't do that anymore. He just turned 58. These guys, obviously, they see the money, and that's important to them. But physically, they can't do what they have to do. But even if you get 2 hours out of them, you know he's going to have a good time.
So I'm sure you've already got your tickets to see Springsteen here, right?
Oh, got the tickets here. I got the tickets in Oakland. I might be working my way back east a couple times.
That's
you know,
great.
I pay bills and have family responsibilities, but you got to have some fun.
Stuart Levine is a managing editor at Variety here in L.A. We're going to go out with some music from The Boss right now.
Perfect. Thanks, Stuart.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Doug Krisner. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the weekend.
American Public Media.